This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
John, you're not a big watcher of movies. But there is one with a local connection, The Conjuring Last Rites.
I read about that.
Yes. And I think Sue had also talked with an author who had written about some of what we've all know about. If you've lived in this area, I believe this was in the 80s. The Smurls, right? The Smurl case out of Pittston.
Yes.
Very well known locally. And it did bring in Ed and Lorraine Warren. You know, who they are, Ed and Lorraine, well known to those who are in the demonic possession, paranormal kind of world. They would go out and investigate these things. Well, The Conjuring Last Rites topped the weekend box office. $83 million debut, the best opening for a horror film this year, and the third best among horror releases historically, trailing only It. And It Chapter 2. So The Conjuring Last Rites, which is about the Smurl haunting. It is based on the alleged Smurl family haunting, a real life case that Ed and Lorraine Warren investigated in the 1980s in Pennsylvania. I'm looking at a rundown here. The Smurls claim their home was terrorized by a demonic presence, leading to disturbing physical and sexual assaults. While the film dramatizes the events, it omits some of the more graphic and controversial details from the real case. And one of those was the sexual assault, you know, claims. So that is did very, very well in the box office. There is a new owner in that home. There's not someone who likes to talk about this whole situation. There are no reports and anything has happened. But for people who follow these things, there are those who say it's not so much the house that could be haunted, but people. But anyway, that movie doing very, very well for its opening and its debut weekend. I thought I saw, too, where what are the reviews on it? I thought it had some pretty good reviews. Let me look. Last Rites reviews. Let's see what people are saying about it. Well, it all depends. A lot of like people that are just fans are giving it 5 stars. Others are saying it's a complete mess, rolling my eyes for 90% of it. God. Last Rodeo, Last Fumes is the Fox News review. Let's see. Oh, I only got 2 stars from The Guardian. I love it. Look where they go. So who knows? If you're interested in it, why not? It has a local connection. Anyway, it is number one at the box office. Will that continue? You know, it's that time of the year for horror films anyway. It is the morning news on WILK. Coming up later this hour, we'll have Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets to give away. I'm going to give you a chance to win. You can't even buy them yet. You will be able to buy them, though, this Friday. But we have them before you even can buy them. So we'll give you a chance for that coming up. Also, just to let you know, on Wednesday night, 6 p.m. this week, Odyssey's I'm Listening, an annual conversation about mental health. Wednesday, September 10th, that is at 6 p.m. Joined by mental health experts, other people, guests on the show, Governor Josh Shapiro, some of the biggest names in music, like Kane Brown. You'll also hear from people like Kylie Minogue. It's hosted by Carson Daly, and you can always find out more if you go to imlistening.org. You are not alone. Join us for I'm Listening. And you can find us on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. That's this Wednesday night. Okay, let's talk about the Epstein case. We have the votes. Those four words. According to the representatives who are pushing for the Epstein files release. Representative Thomas Massie, Republican from Kentucky, and Democrat Ro Khanna of California are voicing optimism about their ability to force an unsanitized release of the Justice Department's files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. On Sunday, Ro Khanna said, "We have the votes on this week with George Stephanopoulos. I think we're going to get a resounding vote on this," Massie told Stephanopoulos during the program as well. Both of them are behind a petition that would force a House vote on the files release. They will not be stopped, they say. There are concerns that the Senate Majority Leader John Thune, a Republican from South Dakota, might seek to block the legislation in the Senate. Massie told Stephanopoulos, "I think Thune is going to be under more pressure than he realizes. He should do the right thing." Khanna said government career officials and at least one lawyer for Epstein's accusers have seen the files, which make it harder for the Justice Department to scrub them to shield friends or allies of the president. The president has resisted calls for the files' full release. Look, the two were friends for more than a decade in the 1990s and early 2000s. Now, there were years of suggestions by Trump allies that Democrats engaged in a cover-up of the Epstein case, who may have participated in his crimes. But now when they have the chance to release them, they have resisted it. Why? There are a lot of high-level people, I believe, listed in there. And I don't think it's just one side or the other. I think both sides did not want to reveal what is in there because of those people being connected and powerful. That's wrong, because you or I or any other average person on the street swept up in a child sex ring trafficking case, we should know about it. Attorney General Pam Bondi reportedly told Trump in the spring he is named in the files. Now, again, named in the files doesn't mean named as if you were participating. You might be named because you were on a log of a plane trip. I'm not saying he was. I'm just saying named in the files. Epstein associated with various rich and powerful people for years. Not just Trump, President Bill Clinton. Being named in them doesn't mean you're in wrongdoing. But the fact that you don't want them to come out makes us wonder what's in them. And here we go. The Justice Department on Friday asked a federal judge overseeing the case of Jeffrey Epstein to deny a request from NBC News to unseal the names of two associates who received large payments from Epstein in 2018. Isn't this amazing? The Justice Department says, oh, privacy concerns for those two individuals. That's why we can't make them public. One associate got a payment of $100,000 from him. The second one got $250,000, both in 2018, just days after the Miami Herald began publishing a series of investigative stories where victims had criticized the plea deal that Epstein got in Florida in 2008. As part of the plea agreement, Epstein did get a statement from federal prosecutors in Florida that two individuals would not be prosecuted. The payments became public after Epstein was indicted and arrested in New York in 2019. But we don't know who those people are. So Epstein on November 30th, 2018, wired $100,000 from a trust account he controlled to an individual named as, it's redacted, a potential co-conspirator and for whom Epstein obtained protection in the NPA. It's amazing how they even protected these people. Prosecutors also wrote the individual was named and featured prominently in the Miami Herald series. And prosecutors added that the same records show just 3 days later, on or about December 3rd, 2018, the defendant wired $250,000 from the same trust account to blank, also named as a potential co-conspirator. Again, how was he able to get an MPA? The prosecution of this thing was just nuts from the beginning. Prosecutors said in the filings, Epstein's payments may be evidence of efforts to influence witnesses. So last month, NBC News asked a district judge to unseal the redacted names because Epstein's dead. The criminal proceedings are over. And there will be no additional charges. So the district of the Department of Justice replied, and they're fighting it. Why are you fighting this? Why don't we know? The FM Kirby Center announced comedian Jerry Seinfeld will be performing two shows. He's coming here January the 30th of 2026. There's a 7 p.m. and a 9:30 p.m. show. So this Friday is when you can get those tickets. They go on sale, but that'll be cool. I have to say it's not terribly expensive. I mean, look, people are struggling. So, but I was assuming these tickets would be over $100. They're not. They're $69.50. So again, that's coming up on Friday when you can get those tickets. All right. There's a story on WNEP. This is probably one of the biggest stories people have been talking about in Northeast PA. And it's these data. Oh, hello. See, it's breaking news, John. So the data center situation. There have been a bunch of them proposed in Lackawanna County. I believe there's some in Luzerne County that have been talked about as well. Here's the headline, though, from WNEP. Residents rally against data center zoning proposals in Lackawanna County communities. And they talk about the borough councils in Archbald and Blakely, which will be voting on zoning changes later this month. And they talked about how folks in those communities are trying to make their voices heard. There were petitions being signed on Sunday in Lackawanna County to protest the development of data centers. People are concerned about potential noise pollution, their health, local resources, property values. How about electric bills? It's another concern as well. So Archbald Council votes September 29th. And that meeting, 6 p.m. in the basement of St. Thomas Aquinas Church on Church Street. And people are very concerned. Recently in Jessup, there was an ordinance, and it looks like some of those association members in Archbald hope that what happened in Jessup could happen in Archbald. It limits the facilities to industrial zones, and they narrow that in Jessup to all the areas above the KC Highway. And that could be one answer, they say. If we had one, then if it does come, it would be away from parks. In Blakely, they talked about folks there who are upset about the data development that could happen between the Scranton-Carbondale Highway and Keystone Avenue. All of this is up on WNEP.com, by the way. The meeting in Blakely will be September the 16th, Sacred Heart of Jesus Church, 6 p.m. So these are important dates to let your opinions be heard. Because it seems like this big push all of a sudden, and people are waking up with questions. Like feeling like you don't want to be after the fact. Once it's done, right? It's really hard to undo it. Or as my dad would say, unring a bell. 570-883-0098. It is 830. By the way, Trans-Siberian Orchestra is coming to Northeast PA. And we have a chance for you to win tickets before you even buy them. So hang in there. Coming up, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets. They have two shows. It's Saturday, November the 22nd. There's one at 2:30 and one at 7:30 p.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Wow, what a political story. This is out of Politico. There is a story that has come out to say that the Treasury Secretary threatened to punch the housing finance chief during a blistering profanity-laced clash at a private dinner in Washington. This is crazy. Instead of people working together in unity, they're saying instead of a show of unity, the evening rocked as a simmering feud inside Trump's economic inner circle exploded. Politico is reporting this. It happened during cocktail hour at the Executive Branch Club in Georgetown, where Trump allies gathered for a podcaster's birthday celebration and the venue's inaugural dinner. This, wow. So Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. This is between him and the housing finance chief, Bill Pulte. Witnesses say Bessent erupted after hearing Pulte had been gossiping about him directly to Trump. Pulte oversees the Federal Housing Finance Agency. He reportedly appeared stunned by the outburst. Bessent told Pulte, "Why the blank are you talking to the president about me? Blank you. I'm going to punch you in your blanking face." God. One witness said that financier Omid Malik intervened to separate the pair before Bessent turned to him. "It's either me or him. You tell me who's going to get the blank out of here or we could go outside." Pulte said, "To do what? To talk?" "No," Bessent shot back. "I'm going to blanking beat your blank." What the heck. My goodness. One eyewitness and four others present relayed the same version of events to Politico. Bessent, Pulte, nor the White House would comment on the incident. If this all sounds familiar, because for me, I thought I heard about this before, but back in May, it was reported a similar curse-laden outburst from Bessent This time, this was back in May, aimed at Elon Musk. My goodness. Can't get along. Everybody's kissing butt. Don't say anything bad about me. Meanwhile, the trial of a man accused of attempting to gun down Donald Trump on his golf course scheduled to begin today. This is almost a year after a Secret Service agent rousted the suspect from his hiding place at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. Ryan Routh, 59-year-old Hawaii resident, former Trump supporter, will be representing himself when jury selection gets underway. So that will get underway today. This is interesting. At a hearing last week, Rouse said he wanted to subpoena Donald Trump. Like, really, what do you need to subpoena him for? He's not gonna, there's nothing he can say. He doesn't need to be there. So, yeah, that's going to be getting underway. I guess today. It is 8:40 at WILK. If you were watching the Bills game and maybe went to bed thinking that they were going to lose, it was a huge comeback for the Buffalo Bills last night. They ended up winning 41-40. But it was a remarkable comeback. Stunning. Stunning is the word. If you have Josh Allen on your fantasy football league team, God, he threw for 394 yards. He had two touchdowns. He rushed for 33 yards and two scores. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson threw for 210 yards and two scores. Also rushed for a touchdown. He didn't do so shabby either. Derrick Henry, running back for the Ravens, ran for 169 yards and two touchdowns. Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman led the team with 112 receiving yards plus a touchdown. Baltimore was leading 40-25 with 11 minutes and 42 seconds in the game. Buffalo responded with a touchdown, then recovered a fumble, led to another score. Two-point conversion failed, gave the Ravens the ball back with 1:58 and a two-point lead. On 3rd and 9 with 1:40 left, Jackson's pass to DeAndre Hopkins was short of a first down, forcing Baltimore to punt. Buffalo drove down the field and nailed a 32-yard field goal to steal the victory. It was wild. Buffalo, the fourth team since the year 2000 to win after trailing by 15-plus points in the final 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. All right, let's find out about this forecast. A lovely day today, and it looks like the dry is sticking around. Joe Snedeker, meteorologist at Storm Tracker 16 with our NEPA weather.
Hi, folks, and good Monday. Another great day to be alive. Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. How about this weather? Just more amazing perfection all week long. You know, this is like the equivalent of someone who has just tons of money. Then you look at them and they're spoiled. They're like, look at their house. Look at their cars. They've got everything. They travel. And then they're kind of miserable. Is this us with weather? Are we weather rich every day? Sunny. Comfortable humidity. Temperatures in the 70s. I'm weather rich now and I'm just going to get miserable. Don't do that. Don't do that. Appreciate every moment. Sunny today, high temperatures up near 70, blue skies, chilly temperatures this morning, and there was even some frost in the northern tier counties. Overnight tonight, not as chilly, but about 48 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny. Another day just like today, a little warmer, 75. By the time we get to Wednesday, partly sunny, if you're really looking for some differences, still in the mid-70s. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all sunny this week, temperatures in the 70s. There's no chance of rain until at the very least Sunday or Monday. Even then, it doesn't look like much. So you are weather rich, appreciate it, every second of it, and spend it wisely. Make it a good week.
I'm looking at a couple of headlines. Penn State this weekend won against Florida International. The score 34-0. There were some people, though, who thought that first half struggle could have cost them some kind of standings in the rankings. It did not change anything. They are still ranked number two in the AP Top 25 college poll, but there are concerns. The Center Daily Times headline, "We got to get better. Why Penn State football knows its 34-0 win isn't good enough." Here's what they start off this article with. When Catron Allen stretched his late fourth quarter run to the outside and eventually broke free for a touchdown, the Penn State sideline was relatively quiet. There were some celebrations and yelling, but it felt more like an inevitability than anything, and like a realization that the job was done. But on Saturday, that did not mean it was a job done well. The Nittany Lions pulled away in a 34-0 win over FIU, but left the field wanting and needing more, with much bigger games lying ahead. The team's offense was sluggish from the start, moving the ball relatively well, but struggling to finish drives, turning the ball over on downs more often than they scored touchdowns in the first half. And that was a theme that carried over from last week's season opening win against Nevada. James Franklin said post-game, "We got to get better. We got to get better this week. We got to get better on third down. We got to be more explosive, and those things are going to stall out drives. I have the same concerns you do, but that's what they are. They're concerns. And there are things we're going to emphasize and focus this week, and we'll get better." And they've got to. Now, they have Villanova this week. And we'll have that game for you here on WILK. And then an off week. Then they're back, and they've got Oregon. Oregon at number four right now. They've got Oregon for that whiteout night game. And then they've got, coming up early November, I believe it's November 4th. But anyway, it's Ohio State, number one ranking right now. So there are some real big games on the horizon. Quarterback Drew Aller played well against Nevada, but came back with a subpar performance against the Panthers. Incomplete passes he flat out missed. Plenty of off-target receptions hauled in by his receivers, despite him not putting them in the best position. He did say, Aller, that he attributed it to the mental aspect of the game. He said, "I caught myself overthinking a couple times, not just going out there and playing. I was just overthinking. Like we had the bubble to Nick that I completely missed on third down, just overthinking it." He said, "In reality, I've made the throw all week in practice. As frustrating as it is, I know it's really easily correctable. I just need to go out there and fix it now." So Penn State fans, while happy with a win, still very concerned, especially when you watch some of these other teams and their explosive offense. And the defense, though, was stellar. So hopefully they can crank that thing back into gear, and maybe it was just a little blip. As they say, just a little blip. Two Powerball players who won the other night. Well, we don't know. Two tickets won. Maybe one of them has a group of people from an office. Do you ever notice, Johnny, we don't hear a lot anymore about office places winning, do we?
No.
You remember, like, I don't know, am I misremembering? I thought I remembered in the old days people, you'd hear more often, of, like a group.
Yes, yeah.
Nobody wants to share anymore.
No, maybe not.
They don't.
Unless maybe everyone's working from home.
It is a lot of legal stuff you got to be careful about with that, because we've heard in the past. I remember there was a case where one person who played every week in the office lottery wasn't there or wasn't told or wanted to pay and didn't, and they sued. It was like, what a nightmare that could become. Just don't do it, right? So anyway, two tickets were winners, Missouri and Texas. So the sharing of the $1.8 billion. Oh, no, they don't get the whole thing. Only $900 million each.
Next time I'm taking a road trip to Missouri.
Right. No, don't do that. I tried. Look, I'm glad. A part of me. Well, I would like to win it, but I know it's infinitesimal. So I don't want to have to keep feeling like compelled to buy tickets anymore. Are you feeling the same way now? You yeah. play anyway, don't you usually or no?
No. Not the Powerball.
What do you do? Like the big three or something? What is a daily number?
No, match six sometimes. Okay. But even that, I wait till it gets a little bit higher. And that's at like 4 point something million.
I thought Mega Millions was up in the 100 millions too. I mean, like, I thought it was somewhere near 400 million. Let's see. I mean, look, there wasn't a winner since late May in Powerball. That's how hard it is to hit these numbers. Mega Millions. Let's see. The jackpot is at 358 million. So that's not enough. Can't live on that.
No.
It's got to get higher. What's your start where you get interested?
Let's see. Probably for the Powerball, probably of 500 million. Since Mega Millions is more, probably have to be closer to a billion.
Ah, okay.
Since that costs more.
Oh, yeah. That one's $5, isn't it? Anyway, yeah. Two winning tickets. So rest of us, we just made more money for them. All right. I do have to mention there's only two birthdays, Johnny. So, and one of them I think you're going to have a hard time with. I just want to mention a few things that happened on this day. And it seems more very important thing that happened in 1961. A report in the Journal of the American Medical Association reports there is statistical evidence linking smoking and heart disease. It was a big thing. Also on this date, 1966, the sci-fi TV classic Star Trek premiered on NBC. Also, That Girl, starring Marlo Thomas, debuted as well. And on this date, 1986, The Oprah Winfrey Show made its nationally syndicated debut. All right, we're going to play a game. Do you even want to play the music for two?
It's the celebrity birthday game.
You ready for it, Johnny L?
I am ready.
Do you know David Arquette? Actor, he was in Scream, the franchise. Probably not, right?
Not really.
I picked him because outside of the next person, the rest, I don't think you'd even have a clue. How old do you think David Arquette might be?
He is probably a little bit around my age, 57.
54. You were there. You were so close. 54. Darn it. There you go. It's a delayed reaction. Pink, the singer Pink.
Yes.
It's her birthday.
Okay, she's younger than me. I'm not sure exactly how much younger. I'm going to say 38.
46. 46.
She looks good for 46.
She does. She does. Yeah. Well, if it's your birthday on the September the 8th, happy birthday. If it's your anniversary, happy anniversary as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.